So I have this idea that I've been writing on, thinking on, developing over the past probably year and a half called Max Truth. It's a working name. I might stick with it. I might change it. This idea fundamentally that everything is you, everything that exists around you is because of your consciousness interpreting it. Without consciousness, without your brain, without your perception, nothing exists. This means you're the center of the universe. Everywhere you go, you're the center. It's pretty fascinating. And in a way, if you really dive deep into this philosophical, metaphysical rabbit hole, you start thinking things and ideas. And in some way, you could even say that you're the God of your existence because you're the only omnipresence of your existence. Now, if you believe in an actual external God and, you know, a man-made God that they wrote about in books, then you could say that that God is omnipresent. And so that God will be there throughout your whole life. And then the only other thing that will also be there, though, is you. But let's say you don't want to go deep into that. Let's just think about how this is practical to life. So Jocko Willink has a book called Extreme Ownership. It's good. It's very military focused, but the core idea, I mean, it's almost the same thing as Max Truth. Mine's a little bit more deeper into the metaphysical realm and like consciousness and perception. His is more about the physical world where you accept full responsibility for everything, even when other people under your command mess up. It's still your fault. You should have always done something different. Anytime something happens, it's basically your fault, for better or worse. Fault and responsibility, pretty much same thing. But let's go with responsibility because some people have a negative idea of fault. It's more of a pejorative term. Let's just think about what is responsibility. Everything in your life is your responsibility. Everything that is around you is interpreted by you. Every single thing that you interpret passes through that conscious and subconscious, but let's just go with the conscious because that's the only thing you control. That conscious filter that forms thoughts and opinions, actions and reactions based on what it perceives. And what most people don't have. They don't have an understanding. They can't grasp this idea. Maybe they don't even know this is the case because they haven't really thought about it. It's all within your control. Every thought is within your control. Every feeling is within your control. Every action is within your control. Even when you give up that control to someone else, when you act irrationally or rationally, that's your choice. You either decide that you're going to master your emotions or you're going to let your emotions run rampant. Either way, choice. Everything that happens in response to your choice, whatever you do, say, think, or feel, that puts out energy into reality and then things happen, cause and effect. This is just energy flowing around, bouncing into each other, et cetera. And you, as a sentient being that fights entropy by staying alive, you can create things that all are rooted in something as simple as a few synaptic rubbing togethers of neurons in your brain. It is pretty amazing when you even just think about that. The ability to just talk on this mic right here and walk around and bump into things and hurt myself and say words. It's all pretty fascinating. But if you want to have some control over it, you have to understand it. And you really need to break it down into its constituent parts, like itty bitty, bitty, bitty parts. Like scientists break down everything into atoms and then quarks and then even things even smaller than that. You want to break down things as much as you can because then you can understand how they fit together. You can have a broader first principled approach to how to think about them, how to act, how to catch yourself when you're making bad choices. Because here is the thing that people don't want to hear, especially in our propagandized, fragile PC culture that we live in. People don't want to hear what is Max Truth and what its implications are. Because its implications are that everything is your fault slash responsibility slash up to you. You are the only omnipresence. Everything around you will fade to dust or will change into something else, including every person around you. You are the only one that will be constant. Everything else, I mean, even you, but everything else is ephemeral, can just go, poof, gone. You are the only thing that's going to stick around for as long as you do stick around in this reality or simulation or whatever it is. What that means is that everything is your responsibility. Every single thing. Let's break it down for a second. Because in the world today, everyone thinks that it's someone else's responsibility or the state's responsibility, or people can't say things to make me uncomfortable or whatever. I have my opinions on why that's completely and utterly all bullshit that are outside of this idea, this Max Truth idea, but let's just stick with this idea for now. Everything around you is an interpretation. You interpret everything in your reality. I think we can agree that's true. Let's kind of Let's build stack by stack, fact, truth upon fact, truth. Your eyes and ears, your brain, perceives everything. You have control over them. Some of them you have a much stronger control of, like your emotions and the words you say and the actions you do, which is why most people don't go around killing people. Maybe they even have an urge at times, but they don't give in to that because they have more control over their consciousness and they're more worried about getting thrown in jail or retaliation or whatever. So they make a logical, deductive decision not to kill or to rape or to steal or whatever it is. Most people don't. A few do, but most people don't. Just like most people that own guns don't shoot people. But again, topic for another day. Some things you have less control over. Subconscious. When somebody says something, you just respond in the moment. Oh, I was just this. I was emotional, whatever. You might not have control of that fully in the moment, and it might take you over at times, but it is still fundamentally your choice and your decision. Because if you kill somebody because you got emotional, you still go to jail. That's not a justification. The only real justification is if they will say you're insane. And a lot of times I think that is even just kind of absurd because it's up to a few people to look at a human and then say, yeah, they're insane. I don't know. It's just very subjective, not very concrete. If you don't have control of your emotions now and they run rampant, they get you into trouble, well, then should you not work on controlling your emotions? Should you not figure out how to get control over them? I mean, that's just like growing up, right? It's growing up 101. It's still your responsibility, your choice, your fault. It's you. It's all you. Everything that you do and everything that happens around you that you respond to is, again, something that you do. You choose a response. You choose a feeling. You choose a thought. You choose an emotion. And all of that is choice. This is where people just don't understand. I mean, they weren't taught it. They haven't really thought about it. I get that, which is why you want to break these things down and really understand them bit by bit. Every single thing is your choice. Okay. Good, bad, everything in between. And when something happens, here's another big one. Okay. Most people don't understand that it's all their choice. They don't understand that they can control their emotions. They control their thoughts. They control everything they do and don't do. It's all choice. It's either choices that you made a long time ago that are coming back now because you have good habits, you have good emotional control, or the choices you didn't make. You chose to not make choices to control yourself or to not exercise, and now you have heart disease or cancer or whatever it is, right? It's all choice. Some of them have very short feedback loops. Some of them have very long feedback loops, but it's all choice. That is your physical existence. It is everything that you've done choice-wise up until now. As it relates to responding to the environment, let me give you one example here. There was a famous, I think it was a pilot that was taken prisoner during the Vietnam War. I think Stockdale was his name. And he referenced, I believe, Seneca or maybe Epictetus that he had read to get him through while many of the prisoners of war around him were giving in to feeling like it was over, they're going to die, they had no hope, etc. And he was able to have a strong mind, a strong will, and accept his situation and figure out the best strategy to respond to it. Because if you're a prisoner of war and it looks like the end is near, you have a choice to deal with that situation in whatever way you want. And whatever way you respond to it as, if you let emotion take over and fear take over, and that makes you weaker and more likely to die, then that was a choice. And if you're strong and resilient and you focus on what you can control by accepting the situation and doing the best you can so that maybe you get out of it, just like Eli... What is it? Weisel? He wrote Man's Search for Meaning. Sorry, Viktor Frankl. Just like he did in the Nazi internment camps. Same thing. Same idea. Stoics figured this out a long time ago, which is why Stoics are heavily influencing this idea of max truth. They identified that it's not what happens to you, it's what you can control. And everything is within your power to control. So that's where you should spend your energy and time. I take it a step further. When you don't do things, when you choose not to do something, that is a choice. When you choose to do something, that is a choice. And when you choose to feel something, or even you just feel something, that's also a choice. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to have complete mastery over your biology and your brain, your subconscious, but through training over time, you can get really good at it. And you can get to a point where you're so good at it that you mostly control life. And aside from, you know, the suffering that happens here and there, which I think is actually healthy and good to define not suffering, because duality defines everything, then you can live a really productive, happy life and have a very high level of control, which all of this happiness research talks about. Like having a high locus of control means you're more likely to be happy, successful, do things, etc., because you've made the connection that it's up to you. That's all that means. A high locus of control means you've accepted the responsibility that if you want something done or you want something a certain way, it's up to you, therefore you do it. It's just agency. What you don't want is to give that up. What you don't want is to believe that you're helpless. That's learned helplessness, which we have a lot of research around that with the dogs. Was it Pavel's dogs? Not Pavel, I forget his name, but the dogs and the fence and whatever, they learned helplessness. Very famous study. You don't want to do that. And that's what the victim mindset is. The victim mindset is, I'm a victim because of this, either a circumstance or my skin color or my sex or whatever. And now I will find reasons why in my environment that is true. And then confirmation bias kicks right in. And you'll always find reasons why things are unfair or this or that, because human perception is extremely faulty. We do not see reality. We see our interpretation of reality. And it again is choice. It comes back down to choice. I'm going to be recording more on this idea and expanding this more. So make sure you're on the podcast, the Better Human Podcast, and of course, get on YouTube. I'm also doing a lot more current events videos on YouTube. You can find that over at, but that's going to be it for today. I'll expand more on this soon, get all the shows and get the Better Human newsletter over at thebetterhuman.co. I'll see you in the next one.